Our first lesson from the Word is from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, thence he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. Amen. Now, today we heard about how the Lord called the first of his disciples, the first four of them, who later were to become the apostles, whom he would send out into the whole world to begin his church. And when we hear this story, there are perhaps especially two things we notice about it. The first one is that when the Lord came and called these men, he didn't tell them a lot about why he was calling them. He didn't even tell them who he was. And also, on the other hand, when these disciples heard the Lord calling, they didn't say, "Well, we are too busy right now." And they were busy, we are taught. Simon and Andrew were out fishing, you know, casting the net into the sea. And James and John were also busy. They were mending their nets, the ones they used for fishing. And of course, that was very important too. Because if you have a big hole in your net because you haven't mended, then you're not going to catch anything, because the fish are just going to swim right out the hole and swim away. So all four of them could have told the Lord, "Well, we are sorry, but we are just too busy right now." Or they could have asked the Lord to come back later when they had done the chores, when they had finished the nets and when they were done with the fishing. But that's not what happened. We are told that not only didn't they ask the Lord any questions about why he wanted them to follow him, but they came straight away, it says, right away. They didn't even stop and wonder if they should do it or not. As soon as they heard the Lord's call, they came right away. And that is something we should remember too. When the Lord calls us, how the disciples came to the Lord. And when does the Lord call us? Well, whenever we read the word, whenever we have the word read to us, we hear the voice of the Lord, we hear the Lord calling us. And then, just as the disciples did, we should make that the most important thing in our lives. Whatever we learn from the word should be the most important thing for us. And we also should right away obey it and make it part of our lives. And when we do that, then it is we follow the example of the disciples, and then it is just as them, we also become true followers of the Lord. Amen.